anything about this place?
Just the address.
It's caged by frail and fragile bars.
Wow. What exactly did Granny do for a living?
I have no idea.
I just learned about her yesterday.
The beast in me. God help. The beast in me.
Okay, here's the deal. It's not easy to evaluate a Texas Chainsaw Massacre movie anymore. Tobe Hooper's original is far superior and delivers a gut-wrenching and visceral thriller. Everything that has come after it is either a pale retread of the story or it goes so far off the reservation that it makes no sense. In this seventh film in the series, we ignore the other movies and follow Leatherface's cousin who inherits the family home. She and her friends accidentally unleash the chainsaw-wielding maniac, and much blood and fingers and legs and other body parts are spilt. Make no mistake, Texas Chainsaw 3D is a terrible movie, and the first half goes down about the same remake-reboot route as the other sequels have. However, the last half of the film thinks outside of the box and actually has some possibly not unintentionally hilarious moments that poke fun at the slasher genre as a whole. It's easily the most violent of the series, so gorehounds will love it, and the 3D offers at least three or four chainsaws in the audience's face. It's not a good movie at all, but I have to admit I had a lot of fun watching it. Texas Chainsaw 3D gets 3 stars out of 5. This is Kevin Carr, and that's the way I see it.